Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB, and on the OTCQX under the symbol NKOSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, Roger, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, June 17th, and that is the increase of the drill program at the Kingsway property in Newfoundland. Now, the drill program is up to 50,000 meters, initially announced for 20,000 meters, but I believe on the back of the initial results from that big vein target that you and I discussed more at the beginning of this month, that has to be, I assume, driving some of this increase in the drill program, as well as, honestly, just the interest in Newfoundland and the exploration going on there. It's a good time to be in the area and a good time to be drilling. Roger, give us just a little background then on why increase the drill program now, and let's walk through where the focus is going to be for this 50,000 meters, especially in the near term.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Corey. It's good to be back. It's the news is coming fast and furious here, I guess. We were really happy to be able to announce that increase in the drilling program today. It's been a while. We've been thinking about it. Certainly the intersections that we got at Big Vein that we announced a couple of weeks ago were certainly played into our decision. You know, we had some high grade intervals over decent widths. So that was a part of it. And as you say, the interest in Newfoundland, the exploration that's going on here, and just drilling is really what we want to do, because we do believe that we have something significant here. We're in it to make a discovery, and the more drills you have turning, the better chance you have of making that discovery.
So, Roger, even in that news release, it says out of that initial 20,000 meters that was announced, the company approximately has 4,000 meters of drilling that's been completed at Big Vein, but there is also the 7.5 kilometer vein corridor that I believe will be explored here. So what's the strategy going to be now with 50,000 meters to further attack Big Vein and then also look outside of just that Big Vein, along that vein corridor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really stoked on that vein corridor. I mean, I think I've been talking about it quite a bit, and we've got some results from last year that we're following up there. We've got some preliminary drill targets outlined along that corridor, so that's exciting. We've been doing more work there this field season, and even up to the north of the vein corridor, because to be honest, it's really the Appleton Fault that's driving this. And we have about 12 kilometers of the Appleton Fault on the property, and that 7.5 kilometers of the vein corridor is immediately adjacent to that fault. And of course, Big Vein lies in the middle of the vein corridor. So we've got areas to the north, we've got areas to the south of Big Vein, all along the Appleton Fault, and probably even further to the north outside of the vein corridor. We've got more potential up there. So it just seemed to make sense that we're going to do a lot of drilling. We're going to drill at Big Vein initially. We're going to drill out on the vein corridor later on. We still need to get permits for drilling on the vein corridor. And once they come in, that's when we'll move one of the rigs off and do the drilling along the vein corridor.
Okay, so it's a process, right? But even as you said initially here, you guys are still very much in the discovery phase, right? This is all really discovery drilling. You're looking to make new discoveries and then build off those discoveries. 50,000 meters definitely allows you to do also that latter part of build and grow some of the discoveries. So take us through, I guess, some of the near-term targets outside of the big vein as well that you are encouraged for?
Yeah, so the near-term targets, I think we're getting a handle on what's happening at Big Vein in terms of the plunge of mineralization. I think with the four holes, we saw the visible gold in, including the two that we put out a couple of weeks ago, that they're hanging together quite nicely. So with further drilling on Big Vein, we should be able to target that along strike and down plunge. So that's going to remain the initial focus. As we progress that, we'll also, as permitting allows, move out onto that quartz vein corridor, about a kilometer to the south of Big Vein. We had some good results last year from rock sampling, where we got a 16 gram sample in a grab sample. So that needs to be followed up, and that'll potentially be another target down there. But the one that's really interesting to us is a till sample that had 165 grains of gold, and most of those grains, about 94-95% of them, were pristine, which means that they haven't traveled very far. So what that tells us is that there is a very good chance of more gold mineralization being close to that till sample. And that's something that we've been following up on this field season, and something that we will probably be drilling that as soon as we get the permit to do so.
All right. So, Roger, one more quick question here regarding funding of this drill program. I think anyone that's followed this story has seen some of the recent fundraisers that have happened, but just remind everybody how much cash you have in the bank, and, well, assuming that will take you through this whole program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were very fortunate to complete two raises this year, both of them with Newfound Gold and Eric Sprott. They put in $25 million into the company in April and May. And so now we're sitting with about $36 million in the bank. And I know that people probably expected us to do this to increase the drilling program soon after getting that money in. But I just needed to be sure that we could get the drills, and I had a lot of conversations with our drillers. As you and your listeners are probably aware, things are not easy to come by, especially things like drills on the island right now. And so it was just being a little conservative and making sure that we had drills lined up that we could use before committing to the increased program and the increased number of drills on the property. But yeah, we're fully funded, more than fully funded for this increase in the drilling program.
Okay, so in terms of news flow, then, coming out of Labrador Gold, should everyone just simply be focused on drill results and, I guess, some more target generation along that vein corridor?
Yeah, exactly. I think, the drill results are what people are looking for. It's the commonest question I get is when the next results coming. And I think, we'll try and provide those results on a timely basis when we get them back from the lab. And as we get results from our field programs, we'll be putting those out as well, because they're really going to be what they're going to tell us where we should be directing that fourth drill, and what targets we're going to have to follow up. But I think it's going to be an exciting few months here out in the Gander area.
Oh, it already has been pretty exciting in that area, and now with that much money and this big of a drill program, you guys really get to go after this project and attack some of those targets. So we'll keep following along as some more news hits the market. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Roger regarding anything going on at Labrador Gold, including this drill program, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Roger, thanks for your time today. I appreciate the update. I hope you have a great weekend.
Great. Thanks very much, Corey. Always good to be here.